This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of summer travel, as we were, I have long been the proud driver of a minivan, which has historically not been the most popular of cars, despite my best efforts. So I was a bit taken aback to see in the Wall Street Journal the other day that the minivan is making something of a comeback in this pandemic economy. Chris Cornelis is a regular contributor to the Wall Street Journal. Also, he is the guy who wrote the aforementioned article. Chris, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
So as I said in the introduction, and as regular listeners know, I'm a minivan guy and have been for a long while. But that's not why we're talking to you. Why we're talking to you is that minivans are back, kind of, huh?
They're having a big summer, Kai. They're up 43% as a category over 2017. That's the largest percentage gain of a price of any vehicle category.
Did they finally get a hip or what?
It's hard to find them, and fewer minivans are being made, and people are realizing that they're really efficient ways of moving people, as you know well. And people have gone out during the pandemic and explored national parks. They've turned to the minivan, and the prices are bearing it out. You know, the three-year-old Dodge Caravan, don't even make them anymore, are up 64%. That's a higher percentage than any other vehicle right now in that category.
And also, just on the category thing, they seem, at least for now, to be beating back a little bit the SUV threat, right? I mean, for a while, SUVs and crossovers were it, but that seems to be waning a bit.
Look, the minivan's not going to displace the SUV any more than the fanny pack is going to displace the backpack. But we're seeing people more proud to be driving this vehicle. And people are, you know, I talked to a woman who was at her credit union and somebody drove up next to her and said, hey, can I make you an offer? So people are really accepting the model a bit more than they used to.
Here's the other thing, though, and this is the part that got me. It's not people like me with four kids and two dogs and a bunch of stuff to move around. People are using these things for all different kinds of things.
They're using it for all kinds of things. They're like little RVs, or they're a truck with a that's covered. And I'm talking to people who either have kids and then they say, but you know, the weekends when I don't have my kids, I'm out camping with my friends and I'm taking the minivan. And I talked to a guy who's my age. He said, I don't have kids at home, but I have this thing packed all the time for when I want to go mountain biking and camping.
Well, I saw the picture with the piece, right? He's got a little fixture so that he can strap his mountain bike in there and bing bang, he's off wherever he wants to go.
And people have created the communities online where they're swapping stories. Hey, what did you do to that one to do this? And, you know, I'm going to be camping in it. So what do I need to do if I want to add a refrigerator, or if I want to put a cook stove in there? You know, we think about people van life who are, you know, putting tons of money into their vehicles. This is more like, well, I'm never going to have an RV, but I like to go camping. So what do I do to trick this out?
The irony of doing this interview, of course, is that after years and years and years of me having kids at home to schlep around, I now kind of almost don't anymore. And so I'm looking to get rid of my minivan. What about you? Are you a minivan guy or no?
So writing this story, I was reminded of what a big part the minivan has played in my life. It's funny you say it. I drove a minivan before I had kids. When I was in college, I had inherited, you know, a minivan from my parents, and it was the best. And the reason I wrote the story in the first place is that we went shopping into a Toyota dealership, and the salesperson was like, the last car you want to try to get right now is the Sienna, because it's impossible to get. But at this point, I may have my wife convinced that the minivan is just what we need. maybe 3 or 4 years from now.
Chris Cornelis, he's writing about minivans in the Wall Street Journal. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.